Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for January the 8th. I'm Paul White. We're in Galatians chapter 1, the greater context of the 6th through the 10th verses in which Paul defines the one true gospel, talks about those agitators who have come in after him, sort of stirring the pot, adding works and performance to the life of the believer. And we talked about what that other gospel means and a little bit about what the agitators were teaching. I want to concentrate today on a statement that Paul makes that seems like, it almost seems like a throwaway statement, but as I was preparing to go into the podcast for today, I realized just how big this moment is. Listen to verse 8. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Now, I will spend a podcast, probably tomorrow, talking about accursed. And what does Paul mean by that in light of the rest of the book and in light of his other writings? That's not the thing that jumped off the page at me this time through this verse. And this is what I love about doing these verse-by-verse studies and doing them over and over again, because you get to see things you might have missed before. Paul's statement at the top of the verse, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you. Paul is saying, even if I came along and preached to you something other than that which you came into the faith by hearing, even if an angel did that, then let me be accursed as well. Now, I used to see this verse and say things like this. Paul is telling you that even if he changes his mind and says that it's not Jesus, that it's something else, then you should ignore him, because it doesn't matter who it is. If they've moved away from that message, then you should be done with them. I don't think that's Paul's point. First of all, it seems strange that Paul would even say this, like he's going to change his mind about the gospel, like he's going to come up with an alternative way of teaching and preaching. If what these agitators were teaching and preaching were so diametrically opposed to the gospel that Paul teaches, then this statement wouldn't make any sense, because it would almost be a true throwaway statement. It would be like saying, well, you know, even if I lose my way, then don't you lose yours. That should be obvious. I think the fact that Paul says, even if we, or an angel from heaven, in other words, even if I start to preach to you this going back to circumcision and performance, if I start to say this to you, then ignore me. And I think the reason he throws it in is because it is so easy to slip back into performance preaching. And Paul is warning them, listen, it's so easy to fall away from teaching that it's all about your faith in Christ and into this other realm of teaching that it's about your performance, teaching that it's about your effort, that it's about... And the reason I think it was so easy, excuse me, might not even be comprehensible to us. I think for Paul it was so easy because he's Jewish. And the temptation is there to celebrate the feast days and observe a Saturday Sabbath and view one person as more blessed than another, or one piece of property as more favored than another. All of these things are very Jewish Judaism ideas. Paul will counter this for his entire earthly ministry, and yet there's this moment in Galatians 1:8 where he says to his audience, the churches at Galatia, even if I were to preach to you any other gospel. So Paul is saying, listen, you have to hold on to this gospel. I think this gets reiterated maybe in a more practical way in the fifth chapter, in the first verse, where Paul says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Why do you have to say to a free people, stand fast in your liberty and don't get entangled again, unless there are great forces bent on taking you from your liberty, and there is a mindset that is inherent in the heart of man that if I do good, I will get good, and if I do bad, I will get bad. And we have to hold fast to our liberty to keep from slipping back into the mentality by which we think we are judged for our performance, for what we do. And I think Paul is saying to the church at Galatia in 1:8, it's so easy to slide a little mixture in. What would this look like? Well, it's so easy to try to build a church by intimidation tactics, by telling people that if they don't give, if they don't attend, if they don't work, if they et cetera, bad things will happen. The curse will fall on them. God will abandon them. The windows of heaven will be shut up. Revival will cease. People will not be saved. All of these things. It's so easy. I see ministries do it all the time, that you run into some financial trouble, so you start hammering away at people giving, and you come up with these bogus giving funds ideas, like, oh, give a chapter 16, verse 9 blessing. That's $169, and it's rarely a chapter 1, verse 1 blessing, and if it is, you know, $11, or why can't chapter 1, verse 10 be $1.10? You know, I know I'm sounding like I'm mocking, but I think we all understand that what we're hearing is not always greed. It's not always maliciousness. It's not always trying to fleece people. What we're hearing is how simple it is to slide back into performance. And all you got to do is watch someone who works on their own through the arm of the flesh get blessed, and then watch the Christians line up to join in. You know, somebody fasts in your church for 5 days, and then they tell you that their boss gave them a raise. Well, they'll make an automatic connection. I got the raise because I fasted. And you'll have 15 people line up wanting to sign up for the next fast. And it's so easy to slip back into performance. Remember what we read, I think it was yesterday, Galatians 3:2. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by your flesh? And so Paul is going to remind them there in the middle of Galatians, you didn't do this. You can't do this. So what makes you think you can add to it? So by Paul in Galatians 1:8 saying, even if I were to preach to you another gospel, Paul is not saying even if I were to backslide and tell you it's not Jesus. No, Paul was saying even if I start to slide in some performance into your gospel, start to tell you that by doing this you will achieve favor with God, you will achieve blessing with God, then forget it. Even count me accursed. Tomorrow we'll deal with that phrase, accursed, and what it means in the context. And here's a hint. The definition is in the same book. You don't have to go run around. We will go run around to show you some contrasting moments out of the lips of the same author. It's going to be a good study. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.